So we've played one in a long opening inning as both teams on the board. Ocean City scores three. They'll lead it 3-1, and Tom Ziver will come back to bat in the top of the second. It should be Wood, the pitcher, leading off.
To say that Wood got out of that cheap would be an understatement. With first and third, no outs, three runs already in, and he shut the door with the nice double play that started with DeRose stepping on second and firing to Ronson at first base, and the runner holding up at third, and then, of course, the big strikeout. So 3-1 as we go to the top of the second.
So it'll be Christian Wood, the pitcher, to face Joe Gallagher as we start the second inning. And he fouls off the first pitch. Wood hit a big home run in the district tournament against Holbrook. Key to one of their come-from-behind victories there.
Nicknamed Woody. It's original.
Yeah. There's the ball hit. Base hit down the left field line. Wood will take a turn at first. He'll hold there. As Ginn, the left fielder, gets it in quickly, but a leadoff base hit for Christian Wood.
Good job by Ginn. I'm very impressed already. We've only played one full inning, but with the, you know, the skill level, you know, there have been some balls down the line that have been held to singles when very easily they could be doubles.
Phil Antonotti bounces one down the first base line. First baseman will step on the bag. They'll call
foul
it
ball.
A foul ball.
Yep, just foul.
Antonotti playing third today. Was the winning pitcher Friday night in a gem in which he gave up a couple of early runs, made one mistake, gave up a home run, but then shut out this Ocean City team the rest of the way. And then, of course, the comeback gave him the W.
As with a lot of players on these two teams, Todd Frazier's name pops up as his favorite major leaguer.
Nice pitch that time by Gallagher, breaking ball that Antonotti swings through and will fall behind on the count 0-2.
And Antonotti, by the way, he listed two players, Kevin. Weird options. Todd Frazier and then Sean Doolittle, the reliever.
Here's the ball hit down the left field line that has fouled. Sean Doolittle's a New Jersey kid.
Right.
Plays for the Oakland A's now.
Exactly. Reliever.
And I believe, and I could be corrected if I'm wrong, that Frazier faced Doolittle in high school.
Okay.
In the state tournament. I think one of the Cherry Hill schools that I can't remember. So the count is still 0-2. That pitch is low. 1-2. Sun now breaking through again. 1-2 pitch is high. So Antonotti making Gallagher work a bit here.
Up to 29 pitches. Tell you, you'd be surprised how quick you get to that 85.
Oh, yeah. Here's a ball hit down the right field line. The first base coach for Ray Ronson.
Did that hit him?
Might have got his foot a little
bit. I think
he
got his ankle. Yeah, the back of his sneaker there. He's even with the base as he's in the coaching box.
Doc Ronson at first. Jim DeRose, the other assistant coach at third base. And, of course, the manager, Pete Avalone, in the dugout. The 2-2 pitch. There's a ball hit to the second baseman. They'll try for two. Gets the lead runner, but no chance to get a double play. Good slide by Wood there, but a nice job that time.
Fox with
by the
nice
combination
play
of Fox and Brady to get the lead runner.
Close enough that maybe, Fox was thinking about maybe tagging the runner as he passed by, but decided to get the sure out as he flipped to the shortstop covering second base.
Jason Kapp, the left fielder, now steps in. The number 7 batter in the lineup.
Always important to get that lead runner anytime you've got runners. Keep them out of scoring position.
Good fundamentals there. Kapp with a swinging foul ball to even the count at 1-1.
You mentioned Coach Ronson, Kevin. Always interesting to find out how these coaches are juggling their regular jobs. Ray Ronson, a dentist in his professional career, so interesting options there.
Said his patients have been very good. He's been moving appointments around. I kid around with him. I said, you keep telling the patients, you don't need Novocaine. We'll just pull this tooth. Pete Avalon, the manager, is a construction supervisor for New York City.
Wow.
And I said to him, has it been for you? And he kind of shook his head with a smile. I said, what if you go to Bristol? I don't want to think about that yet.
Yeah, but you know in the back of the mind, they'll juggle the schedules. Yep. That's the dream of any coach.
There's a ball hit up the middle. That's a base hit. Clean single up the middle for Cap. Antonotti will go to second, so Tom Zivers got first and second with one out, and that will bring up Kayla Ronson.
So as you could see, the bottom of the order, you know, hitting the ball hard. Remember, as Kevin said, these are all stars, so everybody could hit on these teams. As the Ocean City manager.
I think the ball hit the foot of the pitcher, Gallagher.
Yes, it did.
And then ricocheted into center field, so they're just kind of gathering.
Right ankle, it looks like,
Kev. Just kind of checking he's okay. Greg Brady, the Ocean City manager, chatted with him before the game. He is a New Jersey State Trooper.
Wow.
Said everyone's been very good allowing him to do this. You know, you don't realize the commitment, the time commitment.
Right.
You know, for the players, it's one thing, but for the coaches, my goodness, they have lives, they have jobs, they have careers.
Families.
So this will bring up Kayla Ronson, the first baseman.
For the most, the players give up a few beach days, right?
Right, exactly. First pitch right down the middle by Gallagher, so the ankle should be just fine. First and second for Tom Zivber with one out here on the top of the second. Ocean City leads at 3-1. Ronson bounces that one in the dirt for a foul ball, and she's now behind 0-2.
Yeah, don't know if that was foul, though, Kevin. No indication of a foul ball there. Might have been good for Antonotti to try to get the third base on that as the ball went to the backstop.
So Ronson has to protect here as she is behind 0-2 in the count. As the sun breaks through it and heats up again. That pitch is high.
High fastball there. Yep. Probably one of the quicker pitches that Gallagher has thrown so far in these two innings.
Antonotti is at second. Cap is at first. One out. Gallagher steps off the mound again. Seems to be having communications problem with his catcher, Brian Fury, who now goes out to the mound. They'll try and get straight on the signs.
Okay, how many fingers do you think they need there, these catchers?
What is a fastball curve? What else? What could
although,
the third pitch
although
be?
Our starting pitcher for TR has got the knuckler, so that's got to be a three or a four.
And that's a strikeout on a low pitch as Ronson chased one that she should have let go, and that is the second out of the inning.
Of course, Little League baseball, the catcher does not have to hold on to the third strike.
So that'll bring up the number nine batter, the right fielder, Alex Civitelli. Left-handed swinger. As Gallagher tries to get out of this jam, and he throws a strike on pitch one. Civitello now fouls one to the opposite side. He falls behind 0-2. Boy, Gallagher done a nice job here with the bottom of the lineup after giving up a couple of hits. He's a strike away from getting out of this inning as his pitch count hits 42. Civitello needs to protect here. He's behind 0-2. That pitch just outside. The Ocean City fans were looking for a call strike there.
Nice crowd came up also from Ocean City. Fill the first base bleachers.
That pitch is high and outside, and we're even at 2-2.
Of course, there's no leading in Little League. Must wait till the ball crosses.
2-2 pitch and a swinging strike three. So A couple of base hits notwithstanding. Ocean City gets through the inning. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Ocean City 3, Toms River 1. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to the State Little League Championship Finals on the Shore Sports Network.
Avalon.
Well, we go to the bottom of the second, and it is Ocean City with the 3-1 lead. Thanks to my friend Steve for a correction. Sean Doolittle pitched at Shawnee High School against Todd Frazier.
Well, not really a correction. You weren't
I
sure.
Said, I
you
thought it might have been Cherry Hill. A couple of changes here for Toms River that we can pick up. At number 21, Tyler Avalone, now playing left field. You also said there's one. We have another one?
I'm not sure about the right. Number 25 is now in right field. Greenling
that's
is
Civitello.
Still there.
No.
I'm
Toms
sorry,
River.
Yeah, Civitello.
So we know that.
Let's see, the third baseman.
Avalone is still in.
I think that's the only change.
Okay, so that'll bring up the number 8 batter for Ocean City, leading off the second inning. That is second baseman Gavin Fox. Christian Wood needed 28 pitches to get through that first inning. Fox swings at a foul ball, pops it to the right side over in the fan area. Nice catch there by one of the, I assume, Ocean City fans. Ball comes back in. Got it somewhere in my Little League book. I have it with me. Woods 0-1 pitch. Here's a ball hit deep down left field. This one may be gone, and it is. A solo homer over the left field fence for the number 8 batter, Gavin Fox, and he sprints around the bases, and Ocean City's lead now 4-1.
Cleared the left field fence by about 5 feet. So, as you mentioned, Kevin, the number 8 hitter hits a line drive home run over the new left fielder, Avalone.
Now batting.
So, Ocean City has come out swinging in this do-or-die game for them.
Luke Bowman, the center fielder, will face Wood, his first at bat. First pitch is low and outside, ball one.
As we get some relief.
Action
in the left field as they'll go all the way down the left field line to throw. Not a whole lot of room between the foul line and the fence down there.
Well, there'll be a player who will protect them.
All right. Let's see if we could see who is throwing. Looks like number 24.
That's Cap, yes. He was the outfielder in the first inning.
Probably one of the reasons why they did take him out of left field and put him now throwing on the sideline.
Bowman takes a called strike. Count is even at 1-1. That pitch is low, 2-1.
I believe Coach Ronson did say Cap and Civitello and maybe even his daughter could pitch today.
Pitch in the dirt, and now the count is 3-0. I thought it was a 3-1, pardon me, 3-1. Got very quiet here because really the majority of people from TR, and there's not much to cheer about, is Bowman draws a walk on 5 pitches.
Now batting.
And we'll go back to the top of the lineup.
Gavin Brady,
who singled to open up the bottom of the first for this Ocean City team.
The first of what, 4 in a row, right?
It was
5 in a row.
5
right.
Singles in a row.
Right.
If not for the double play, boy, what a first inning that could have been. Brady singled, I believe, right up the middle to start the game on the first pitch from Wood. He draws a low pitch for ball one there. 4-1 Ocean City. We're in the top of the bottom of the second inning here at the Berkeley Township Little League Complex.
That was the knuckler.
Yep.
Little high.
Held off.
That was close.
He was thinking about swinging, but he held back and got the call from the home plate umpire.
And Wood not happy with that call. So one player happy, the other one not so.
Ball hit down the foul down the third baseline. And after this inning, after this half inning, we'll keep it here and we'll go over the umpires.
Okay.
As we said, who've all volunteered their time.
By the way, these umpires have had to make some tough calls already. A lot of balls down the lines, both first base and third base.
Wood gets the call on the knuckleball there to even the count at 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch.
Uh-oh.
We're in trouble right here to center field. Giordano well under it and makes the catch. High sky on that one.
If you hear uh-oh out of me, that means it's coming our way. You know, Giordano, what, at about 6 foot at least, you would think?
I don't know about 6 foot.
Maybe 5'11". You know, he's pretty big up there, so he easily could leap over this fence. Let's put it that way.
Brock Mercado, the third baseman who singled and scored in the first, now at the plate, takes a ball one, first pitch. Gets a call on an outside pitch there. 1-1. The relief action is done down the left field side, so those players come back into the dugout. They'll call time and let him in.
You know, Mercado lists his highlights as the home run in winning the district in sectional, so he had a big home run in that game.
Fouls that one off the backstop. Now Wood ahead of the count, 1-2.
List his favorite player as Derek Ajita.
Not the only one. 1-2 pitch. Ball hit the... That's a base hit up the middle. So, Mercado's 2-for-2.
Now batting, the pitcher, number 33.
You know, other than the home run, Kevin, all the hits have been singles for Ocean City. So, they are hitting Wood fairly hard, but they've been hitting them in the right spots.
And this will bring up Joe Gallagher, the pitcher, who... singled and scored in his first at bat in the first inning.
And again, we mentioned one of the more dangerous hitters. And with two runners on, you've got to be careful with Gallagher here.
First and second for Ocean City with one out here and a chance to add to their 4-1 lead. Bowman is on second, Mercado on first. Gallagher calls time. He's behind in the count. No balls and one strike.
Uh-oh.
Here's one hit. This one's way out of here. Onto the junior league field. A three-run homer for Joe Gallagher. And Ocean City has broken this one open 7-1 here in the second inning. And that was a no-doubter, Ed.
Yes, we mentioned Gallagher, a fierce hitter at the plate, and helps his own cause by homering deep over both fences here, and that probably will do it, as we will see Cap enter this game for Toms River.
So a rough outing here for Christian Wood, who gives up 7 runs in an inning and a third. And it looks like he has thrown his last pitch this afternoon, and he will head to the dugout.
See if he does.
And as you said, it should be Cap.
Yeah, Cap was the one warming up. Still, no. I don't know.
Ronson is going
changing
in.
Changing gloves, possibly.
Yeah. Or could they be moving several players around?
Yep, we shall see.
Total pitches that inning for Wood, 18. Total.
And that
yeah,
does
I
look
think
like
Wood,
Cap.
I think Wood is coming back out.
Well, Ronson is
going
Wood's
going to play another position.
Ronson's going to the outfield, I think.
Yeah, and Wood will probably go to first base, Kev. That's
what
it
looks like.
We're
still looking to see if Cap is coming in the pitch.
Yeah, don't know where Cap is. Oh, there he is. He's toeing the mound.
Oh, okay, there he is, and it is. Well... It's not.
Yeah. It's DeRose.
It's Nick DeRose.
Number 13, Nick
Yeah.
All right, so
okay.
Nick DeRose, the
shortstop. That's short a little surprise
for us. I know he's got a great arm because I've watched him throw the ball from shortstop, and he can gun it. So Nick DeRose will come in. While we have a second here, let's mention the umpires, as we said, who volunteered their time all this week. Behind the plate is Craig Yetman, who is also the state coordinator for the Little League umpires. The first base ump is Mike Stewart. At second base is Ed Hastings. Owen Sweeney at third base has been umpiring little games for well over 30 years on the local level and, of course, in this tournament, and has never taken a penny because many of the leagues pay their umpires during the season, their regular season umpires. Sweeney devotes many hours and donates all his time to Little League Baseball. Jason Victor is down the line in left field, and Ethan Gorsak is down the line in right field. So those are your umpires who are out here this afternoon and have been here all week long.
Okay, Kev, we will update everybody. Now, Wood goes to first base. Ronson goes to right field. Civitello is out of the game right now. And Brady is now the shortstop. Got them?
It's too much.
I'll help you out here. But four or five
Football's
changes.
A lot easier. They run onto the field. You see them. You know where they're going.
And if you miss a lineman here or there, who cares, right?
That's exactly right. They're parents who usually yell at us later.
There you go.
Oh. That one's on top of the dugout. So that should be Eric Greenling, who fouls off the first pitch.
You know, Greenling, who earlier in the district tournament hit two grand slams in one game, one of which was a walk-off to win the game.
That's pretty exciting.
That's impressive.
And he swings through that breaking pitch from DeRose, who's quickly ahead in the count, 0-2. Tom's River looking to stop the bleeding here and then
come back.
Begin what would be a terrific comeback, and Ocean City looking to put the hammer down here. Member of Ocean City wins. These teams come back here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in a winner-take-all.
And we should mention, by the way, I don't think we did, but it's six innings in Little League.
It is six innings.
It goes quick. Nice little off-speed curveball that time.
Good job by Greenling to not offer at that. Very quiet here, Ed. My goodness.
Well, that happens when the home team is down 7-1 and we're still, you know, one out in the second inning.
Home team in terms of distance,
what I mean. Yeah, it's a local team, I should say. Not so much home team, but local team.
Count is even at 2-2. DeRose with the pitch. And that'll be a foul ball down the right field line, just inside the chain link fence.
Troy Tulowitzki, Nick's favorite player, as he is a shortstop.
Could be a Yankee next year, huh, Tulowitzki?
Well, a lot of teams talking about Troy Tulowitzki.
Still
2-2,
and a swinging strike three. Will throw down to first base because there's nobody on base.
Nobody on base, yeah. That's what
and that is a
failed to mention that last time.
So two outs here, and DeRose does a nice job in getting Greenling out, who singled in the first. Brian Fury, the catcher, also a single in his first at-bat.
Also homered in that district championship. So all of these players have home run ability.
200-foot
sure.
fences, my goodness. Especially that one's going to hit him, I think, in the foot, and it is. Yep. Hit by pitch.
Oh, he's limps halfway down, then stops. Now he limps again and then stops again, so he'll feel that one.
John Lloyd.
That'll bring up John Lloyd. Two outs and a runner on first.
Nice fire truck had the flag up, but they took the flag down. I don't know why.
Well, they might have to go somewhere.
The truck's still there.
No, though the ladder's down.
Yeah, the ladder's down, hanging from the fire truck ladder as tries to walk it off. He's still limping pretty good there.
Oh, he's an important player. He's the catcher.
They're going to make a change here, and looks like number 22, Kevin, for, there we go. Eberle will replace.
Isaac Eberle will come in as a pinch runner. I guess what they'll try and do is give Fury a little chance to sit down and see if he can shake that off, because as a catcher, he's a pretty important player.
All right.
John Lloyd, who hit into a double play in his first at-bat, will now face DeRose.
Two outs here. They could get the force at second.
First pitch is low. There's a real nice crowd here.
Yeah, great crowd. Great crowd. Probably the best crowd of all of any of the days.
Yeah. Well, Lloyd doesn't hold off on that one in a swinging strike.
This tournament did start on Wednesday night, correct?
That is correct.
Preceded by a nice banquet on Tuesday.
Wonderful banquet.
Of which Mark Leiter was the guest speaker.
DeRose gets Lloyd to swing at that one, and the count is 1-2, and he's a strike away from getting out of the inning here.
The field behind us named after Leiter.
And that is a strike three. So DeRose does a nice job in relief of Wood. But Ocean City puts three more on the board. We've played two complete. It's Ocean City, Upper Township 7, Toms River 1. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to the State Little League Championships on the Shore Sports Network.